Lately, I've been using a new product that I really like. It's called Superbeads. It's based on Nobel Prize winning research and the nitric oxide principle. Nitrates are converted to nitric oxide in the body, which is the secret to Superbeads activity. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeads.com. That's 800-738-2198, intelligentbeads.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we're live this Memorial Day on a weekend of mostly canned programming. You can call us, 888-302-3684. We're here because I like to be here. This is one of my favorite times of the week, an opportunity to field your questions and share vital health information with you. So 888-302-3684 is our number, and I hesitate to say a happy Memorial Day because, Memorial Day is kind of a somber, contemplative holiday. It's a kickoff to the summer, but it's also a time that we remember our servicemen and women who sacrificed, gave their lives so that we can have this, enjoy the wonderful freedoms that we enjoy in America. So let us spend at least a few moments this weekend acknowledging the fact that many people made extraordinary sacrifices to get us to the place where we're at today. 888-302-3684. We got lots to talk about. We're going to talk about cognitive flexibility. That's a good thing. You want to maintain your cognitive flexibility. And I'll talk about a new study that suggests that a popular nutrient can help us retain our ability to think as we age. Before we get to that, however, it's sunny, and a lot of us, particularly here in the northeast, it's been a cold winter, and we've had a few chilly days here as a prelude to Memorial Day. So a lot of people have not gotten their base tan as they embark on perhaps a country weekend or a beach weekend where they're going to lay out in the sun. And the result will be sunburn and solar damage. So let's talk about a couple of things that can help prevent sunburn and ultimately skin cancer, because the goal is to prevent skin cancer, because this is no fun. You know, as you age, you see this or that or the other thing. You run to the dermatologist, and you have to get it biopsied and scraped off, and then sometimes you need Mohs surgery. Then there's the constant threat of deadly melanoma. So what can be done? Well, there's a very exciting new study out of Australia, which is really a proving ground for treatments to prevent skin cancer, because what you have is you have an essentially Anglo-Saxon population, a light-skinned population that has migrated to a semi-tropical part of the world. And you have a tremendous incidence of skin cancer in Australia. So Australian researchers looked at cases of basal and squamous cell cancers, and they found that regular doses of vitamin B3 lowered the risk of cancer returning. They examined patients who'd already had a history of these common skin cancers, and they proposed that this could provide a cheap, effective preventive treatment for those at risk for skin cancer. What they found was that by taking 500 milligrams of nicotinamide, vitamin B3, not the niacin form of vitamin B3, but the nicotinamide form, individuals who took that had a 23% lower risk of new skin cancers than those taking placebo. But it didn't confer 100% protection, but 23% I'll take. Two doses, 500 milligrams of vitamin B3 each day for a year, they had a lower risk of developing these common forms of skin cancer. They didn't comment on risk of melanoma, but it turns out that basal cell cancer is 75% of skin cancers. More serious squamous cell, which can really be quite deforming, the remaining 20%, and then perhaps 5% are the deadly melanomas. Besides reducing the rate of skin cancers, vitamin use also seemed to cut the rate of precancers These are scaly patches of skin called actinic keratoses. They were reduced by 11% after just 3 months of use and 20% after 9 months. So this may apply to lots of you who are frequent travelers to the dermatologist. Nicotinamide is thought to help repair DNA in cells damaged by sun exposure. It's also anti-inflammatory. Now, I did a little research on this because I feel a forthcoming article for our newsletter that you can subscribe to at drhoffman.com on the subject of sun protection. And there's really some interesting stuff. You know, look, well, we can talk about sun screens and things that you smear on your skin. This is not what I'm talking about here. We can, you know, also talk endlessly about the pros and cons, sometimes the potential toxicity of spray-on sunscreens, which really should not be used on kids because they inhale the stuff and the chemicals and the nanoparticles can damage their delicate lungs. I'm talking about things that you can take internally that offer an internal sunscreen. And while some may dismiss that as hype, there really is some research that suggests that there may be a skin protective effect of certain nutrients. For example, this from a few years back, American Journal of Clinical Nutrition back in 2000 published an article which explored the protective effects of beta carotene along with vitamin E. And what they found, they exposed 20 light-skinned men and women to increasing levels of ultraviolet light. And they dosed them either with placebo or with beta-carotene and vitamin E or beta-carotene alone. And what they found was that the levels of beta-carotene were measured and redness was reduced incrementally by adding vitamin E to the beta-carotene, indicating that vitamin E may enhance the protective effect of beta-carotene. So whenever I go to a sunny place, I was really bummed out because I packed my vitamins. I went skiing a couple of years back, and I forgot my vitamin E. So I had to go to a local health food store and buy some additional vitamin E. Vitamin E, you're skiing, it's high up, you can get a hell of a sunburn, even midwinter, when you're skiing with the sun reflecting off the snow, particularly spring skiing. And so I always make sure I take additional vitamin E when I'm exposed to the sun. Mixed tocopherol vitamin E. Here's another one. This is a product called HelioCare. It contains an ingredient called fern block. It's derived from a fern plant, Polypodium leucotomos extract. It has proven photoimmunoprotection properties. This is well researched. You can check it out at the website for HelioCare or fern block. This is a product that can be taken orally. It increases tolerance to sunburn. Research done at Harvard University. Oral intake prior to exposure to the sun significantly increased the minimum solar erythema dose. In other words, the time it took to burn. It's a potent antioxidant. So fern block, Polypodium leucotomos, also modulates cytokines, which are associated with inflammation. And also studies suggest it may have an anti-aging property, preventing damage to skin elasticity that occurs with ultraviolet exposure. And let's not forget vitamin D. Vitamin D has protective effects against skin cancer, particularly melatonin. That's paradoxical because people who have had a little melanoma removed often stay completely out of the sun because they're told, oh, my goodness, you're going to get skin cancer. Well, then your vitamin D goes very low, and that might thereby increase your risk for skin cancer, which is what you don't want. Other studies looked at the effects of EGCG from green tea, taking it orally or even applying it topically to the skin. EGC is a very powerful anti-cancer substance and may have skin protective effects. Also, curcumin. There are some good studies on curcumin, taken internally or even applied topically. to precancerous areas of the skin. I mean, you're going to look yellow. You're going to smell funny. But curcumin also has potential in preventing skin cancer. And I feel an article coming along here. I'm going to pull together some of the scientific research on this, and I'll share the results in a couple of weeks in our Hoffman Center newsletter. So please subscribe. 888-302-3684. We'll get your phone calls in just a moment on this beautiful Memorial Day weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this Memorial Day weekend. I just did a fantastic interview with integrative urologist Dr. Aaron Katz, and we'll put that up for you after the weekend, and you can listen to us talk about innovative therapies for men's health problems, prostate cancer, and urological conditions. But it's also an opportunity to tout a keynote address that I'm going to give at the upcoming Men's Health Seminar that's to be held by Winthrop University Hospital out in Garden City, Long Island, and that'll be held on June 13th, and you can register at menshealthseminar.com, menshealthseminar.com, or go to the website of Winthrop University Hospital and click on the Department of Urology, because it's going to be a great day. We're going to see 300 men and their loved ones there, and talk about men's health, and I'll be giving the keynote address, so check it out. All right, let's talk now to Bernice. Welcome.
Hi, I wanted to ask your opinion on Metanex, M-E-T-A-N-X.
It's pronounced Metanex, Metanex.
All right, Metanex.
Yeah, and was that given to you because you have symptoms of loss of nerve sensation?
Actually, it's for my. I've heard about it because my husband is a diabetic.
Right, and does he have the painful feet, numbness and pain, tingling, and all that stuff? Right. Okay.
Yes.
So let me give you the story on that. Metanex. It's very interesting because it's a prescription item, but it's a nutrient. So it's not a medicine, but it is actually prescribed by doctors for patients with neuropathy, which is really cool because they've actually discovered that methylated B vitamins, like we talk about a lot, methylfolate, superior to just old-fashioned folic acid, can be very helpful for the nerves, along with methylcobalamin, which is in Metanex. Metanex consists of three things, methylcobalamin, methylfolate, and some pyridoxal 5-phosphate, which is a bioavailable form of vitamin B6. So these things work together to enhance methylation, which sometimes helps the nerves. So I think I just love it that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are getting on the bandwagon with nutritional therapies. And they would call this a medication, but it's actually those three nutrients combined to treat neuropathy. Now, to my mind, this is a little bit of an incomplete treatment because in order to alleviate the symptoms of neuropathy, you need some other things. You also need alpha-lipoic acid, which you can get as an over-the-counter supplement. Studies in Germany have shown that up to 3,000 milligrams of ALA, alpha-lipoic acid, can alleviate painful neuropathy in diabetics. So that's worth taking too. And then you might also, some studies show that acetyl-L-carnitine, or ALCAR, ALC, sometimes referred to, acetyl-L-carnitine can also be helpful in these cases. So these are some of the things you can use. Also, topically, you could just get some capsaicin cream and rub it into the feet. Initially, it might sting a little bit, but actually it's a sting that ultimately takes away the sting and the discomfort and the funny sensations that you get from neuropathy. So those are some of the natural therapies that you can use for this condition. And, you know, the good thing about Medinex is that if it's prescribed, maybe you'll save a couple of dollars. Unfortunately, sometimes there's a big copay. And, you know, nowadays you can actually get over-the-counter methylfolate, B12, and B6. I use a similar product called MethylGuard. MethylGuard, available over-the-counter, and contains some of these good ingredients. So there you have it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you. And have a great Memorial Day. All right, let's talk now to, let's share this with you because we have time for a quick feature. Vitamin D against sarcopenia in women. Sarcopenia is the progressive loss of muscle volume and strength that occurs when you age. And some people consider it inevitable, but this study looked at the effects of vitamin D on muscle function in postmenopausal women, and they gave them, this is done in Brazil, they gave them a small amount of vitamin D, just 1,000 international units per day. And what they found is that these women from 50 to 65 had a slower reduction in their muscle volume and strength. There was a significant increase in muscle strength of the lower limbs, as measured by what's called the chair rising test. That means the ability to get out of a chair without pushing down with your hands. In the woman who just took a placebo, there was a considerable loss in their lean mass of 7%, but not with the vitamin D. So yet another benefit to vitamin D. It can help preserve your muscle strength as you age. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
In 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to three scientists who discovered nitric oxide's effects on the body to keep our arteries wide and flexible. And it's the nitrates found in beets that convert to nitric oxide and help boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've found that Super Beets is the easiest way to get these natural benefits. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy it gives me within 20 minutes. And you can feel it too. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeats.com. 800-738-2198 or intelligentbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also receive a free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeats.com.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and a very enjoyable Memorial Day to you and your family. A lot of people have been asking me about Super Beets. We've been talking about it here on Intelligent Medicine. They've been asking questions about whether it's compatible with the medications that they're taking and the supplements that they're taking. And check with your doctor, of course, before. But for the vast majority of you, Super Beets is very compatible with most medications out there. And along with supplements, it's a perfect accompaniment to your daily supplement regimen. What is SuperBeats? Well, it harnesses the secret of nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is a messenger molecule that's associated with vasodilation and blood flow, and it's associated with better athletic performance. And it's a new supplement that I take prior to each workout. I'm finding it very helpful, and I think you will too. Problem is beet juice works, but it's messy, inconvenient, and a lot of people don't like the flavor. And you can get the benefits of three whole beets in just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. So please try it out. Here's an offer. You can get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You'll also receive a great free book called Beat the Odds, which lays out the science behind Super Beets, and you'll get free shipping on your entire order. I think you're going to love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed, or you get your money back. This is a no-risk offer that lets you try this life-changing nutrition breakthrough today. So call 800-738-2198 or click intelligentbeats.com for a special offer for Intelligent Medicine listeners. Try it for yourself. Special offer at intelligentbeats.com or call them at 800-738-2198. That's 800-738-2198. Okay. Our next caller will receive a free gift, the Cedarside Original Biting Insect Spray Sample Pack, just in time for summer with 1, 2.5, and 4 ounce spritzers, convenient sizes for all your travel and daily needs. That's a $24 value. How does that sound to you, Lou? Hi, Lou. How are you?
Great. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
All right. So the bugs won't be biting you this summer because you're going to get the Cedarside sample pack. Stay on the line and give your specifics to our board op, Al, and he'll take them down, and we'll get a package out to you.
Great, thank you so much.
Sure.
My question is, my brother-in-law fell off a ladder last week.
And, yikes.
Yeah, and he was coming down, and it gave out, and he fractured his T12 vertebrae.
Oh, that's nasty, yeah.
Now, they're not going to operate. He's in a brace for 12 weeks.
Right.
So he's on, you know, the CalMag. I heard you, you know, I listen to you all the time, and you talk about strontium. I was wondering if that would, you know, what's your regimen for this, and would you include the strontium in this?
Yeah, strontium could prove helpful because it is helpful for bone pain. It helps to strengthen bone. Look, from a conventional medicine standpoint, you know, they don't know from strontium. So you're not going to get a lot of support for the use of strontium, but it's a bone builder and a bone enhancer, and it will help bone repair. It's also helpful for bone pain. There's got to be pain associated with this. So strontium, you know, 680 milligrams taken at bedtime away from calcium or magnesium. I would consider taking things like fish oil for its anti-inflammatory effects. Those are some of the repair products. You know, I have a section on my website is supplements that I took for my own fracture, and you can find that at drhoffman.com, supplements for Dr. Hoffman's hip fracture. And I list there, you know, all the things that I took at the time that I had a hip fracture. I had a very successful resolution of that. So those are some of the things that can be taken, and I think it'll help speed his recovery.
Okay, and the strontium should be taken at night, and I read it should be taken away from food?
Well, yeah, it should generally be taken away from calcium-containing food. I mean, that's a precaution because calcium may interfere with its absorption. But, you know, people get really nuts about that, and if you have like a little bedtime snack that's low in calcium near the strontium, it's probably not going to interfere. And we have, you know, there's literally tens of thousands of people out there, primarily women with osteoporosis, who are taking strontium with great results. So those are some things you could do. Okay. Let's talk now to, Rob is our, I'm sorry, Lou is our next, I'm sorry, Lou was just our previous caller. Let's talk to Rob. Hi, Rob.
How you doing, Dr. Hoffman?
Good.
Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you.
Let's remember all our veterans and what they've done for us.
Indeed.
Okay. I'm a health conscious 67-year-old, and I'm going for my physical next week. Now, I have a few medical issues, but I'm not getting into that. My main concern is, it seems like my body temperature, I just notice I feel colder. Now, right. I'm not heavy. I'm 6'2". I'm 178. I exercise a lot. But my hands and stuff, I just feel cold. So I was going to do an axillary body temperature to check
my thyroid.
I think
I know where you're going with this. I mean, you're talking about the Broda Barnes protocol. And that's the protocol where you check your body temperature and you check your underarm temperature on awakening. And if it's below, 98 degrees, it's a sign that you're hypothyroid. Now, I have seen that protocol be helpful in helping us to select who we should suspect as having hypothyroidism. But it's not the sine qua non of hypothyroidism. And in fact, you know, I've seen some practitioners who are steeped in that belief tank patients up unnecessarily on very high doses of thyroid, believing that's the end all and be all of wellness. That if you, all you have to do is just give enough, you give 30, 60, 90, 120, 360 milligrams of thyroid until the point where the body warms up. And that's how you determine if a person needs thyroid. And yes, there's some truth to that, but also you could dangerously overdose a patient on, with thyroid because the problem may not be their thyroid. Their problem may be, any one of a dozen other reasons why the body is not burning fuel properly, is not proper circulation. It could be a sign of adrenal problems, low testosterone in some cases, other types of circulatory issues. So we would have to differentiate. You get proper testing for your thyroid, get an evaluation, see a preferably holistically oriented doctor, more open-minded to the use of natural thyroid, and sometimes a trial of therapy is warranted. Let's see if your body warms up and if you feel more energized with thyroid treatment. But I find that it's overly simplistic to just say that low body temperature always means just you need more thyroid.
Right. Okay? Can I ask you this, Dr. Hoffman?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to have my physical this coming Wednesday.
Right.
I was thinking of having the thyroid panel done. And also, I didn't even do the axillary under the armpit. I just took it orally.
Well, that could be inaccurate. That could be inaccurate. The problem is, thyroid determination, temperature determinations can sometimes be inaccurate. They don't reflect the core temperature. So I guess, underarm, that's a little bit closer to your core than, putting it in your mouth. But ultimately, you need a good thyroid panel. And I would look not just at, T4 and TSH, as is so often done, but I would also look at T3 and free T3. And sometimes looking at thyroid antibodies is another way to see if you have a sick thyroid and then determine if there's, even borderline values sometimes call for a trial of thyroid replacement to see if the patient feels better. I believe not so much in treating the blood tests, but treating the patient's symptoms. Of course, the blood test matters because we don't want to over-treat patients. Treating patients willy-nilly with thyroid can be dangerous, can have harmful effects. So we do both. We listen to the patient and we do the test. All right. We'll break. And when we return, we'll talk a little bit about how to enhance your cognitive flexibility. Yeah, that's important as you age. And we'll take more of your calls. 888-302-3684 for Intelligent Medicine.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. Sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For years, you've relied on me to tell you about the latest and most effective natural products on the market. Leading the organic pest control industry, Cedarside has been creating natural solutions to insect infestations for nearly 20 years. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The only pest control you'll ever need. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go online to Cedarside.com or call now, 800-842-1464. Cedarside Original, for people, pets, and premises. Cedarside.com has the safe and effective pest control products you need for your family, pets, home, and yard.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Are you becoming less cognitively flexible as you age? You know, people get mentally ossified with the progression of years. They become stuck. They become resistant to change, unable to adapt. They become stubborn, and there's a general refusal to learn new things. And did you know that there's a certain nutrient that can actually prevent that, according to a new study? And that nutrient is so well known to you. It's EPA DHA, derived from fish oil. New study looked at 40 cognitively healthy older adults. They were between 65 and 75, but they were carriers of a gene called APOE4 that can hasten the onset of Alzheimer's disease. And they were given fish oil, and they were tested for cognitive flexibility. Also, they had MRIs performed of their brains. And the area of the brain that's associated with cognitive flexibility, the anterior cingulate cortex, was bigger after fish oil was administered. So if you want to keep that, you know, learn new things, be willing to experience new things, you know, maybe you want to start to get on the internet, use some of those mobile devices that all the younger people are using, the iPads and so on. Make sure you take fish oil, because you will literally lubricate your brain and become more cognitively flexible, a hallmark of youthfulness. All right, let's take a call from Lynn. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks so much for doing this show. I've really learned a lot from you.
Oh, great. That's my pleasure. Thank you.
I'm calling about my aunt. She's 90 years old. She was just put into the hospital because she had a problem with falling, fainting, basically, when she would go to the bathroom. It used to be three times a week.
Yeah.
She got out of the hospital 2 weeks later, and is actually now doing it more than she did before she went to the hospital.
So, question, is she on blood pressure medication?
Yes, she is.
Okay, so here's the problem. You know, it's a very delicate balance when you're older. You want to keep the blood pressure under control, but if you drop it too much, you're going to hit the deck, because then not enough, as your blood vessels harden, as you become less autonomically responsive as you age, blood pressure medication can cause you to have drop attacks. In men in particular, this results in something called micturition syncope, which is when you urinate, your blood pressure drops. It's a vagal reaction. It has to do with your vagus nerve. And then your blood pressure drops, and wham, you bang your head on the toilet bowl. It can be, you know, very dangerous. So, you know, so she needs really good geriatric care. A very light touch from the doctors administering the medication. And, you know, perhaps there's some kind of electrolyte imbalance. Maybe she needs more magnesium or potassium or something along those lines. Those are some things that could help. But, you know, look, the body gets a little rickety sometimes as you age, and medications can have an excessive effect. Low blood pressure, just as dangerous as high blood pressure in some of these older folks, because, you know, falling, you break a hip, you hit your head, game over. All right, let's talk to Richard in Florida. How you doing, Richard?
Hey, how you doing, doctor? How are you?
Yeah.
I want to thank you for the show.
Richard, you're coming through a little rough on that cell phone. Try and position it in a way that we can hear you better.
Okay, sounds good. A little better?
A little better. Keep going.
Okay. I am been diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis.
Okay, Richard, we got a really lousy connection, but I get I got the information from our call screener, Al, that you have pulmonary fibrosis. Okay, and pulmonary fibrosis is a lung disease that a lot of people might confuse with good old-fashioned emphysema. Actually, it's the opposite of emphysema. In emphysema, the lungs expand, and you get big Swiss cheese holes in your lungs. And in pulmonary fibrosis, which is about, I'd say about maybe one-tenth as common as emphysema, it's a condition I'm familiar with because my father suffered from that condition. The lungs shrink and become very tight, and they become fibrosed, and the tissue, becomes... damaged and fibrotic due to this ongoing fibrosis. It sometimes is triggered by exposure to a harmful environmental chemical. It can be exacerbated by smoking, but it's actually thought to be a form of some kind of autoimmune condition. And it's a devastating, progressive condition that until recently was inexorably fatal. Treated with steroids, but then steroids have their bad consequences. They, make you lose muscle, and they can have affects your blood sugar. They can cause you to have bone fractures, devastating side effects. So now there's a whole raft of new discoveries about pulmonary fibrosis. There are new drugs that can arrest it. So you got to see your pulmonologist, and you may be a candidate for one of these medications. That's first and foremost. These medications, it's not a perfect cure, but they can really slow the progression of the disease. So we're making progress on the conventional front. So what can be done, quote, naturally for this? Well, look, it's an inflammatory process. There's oxidative stress involved. So you want to really take antioxidants. You want to take plenty of vitamin E. You want to take the full complement of natural antioxidants from vitamins as well as the minerals, selenium, zinc, vitamin C, but above all, vitamin E. You may also want to take things like alpha-lipoic acid. Glutathione is helpful given orally, although it's not that well absorbed. Intravenously, it can be helpful for this condition. And I've treated some patients with inhalation of glutathione. Glutathione can be given via a nebulizer. This is not something that a conventional doctor will do, but a nutritionally oriented or integrative physician knows how to do this, how to prescribe glutathione to put in your nebulizer, and you breathe that in, and it actually has a very healing effect on the inflamed lung tissue. So those are some things you can absolutely do for this. It's a challenging condition, but it can be addressed. So, make sure you consider some of those measures, and I think you'll see some good results. By the way, this is a condition that some people exposed to the Ground Zero, 9/11, are experiencing because of the effects of the noxious gases and particulate matter that they inhaled while digging through the rubble at the World Trade Center site. So this is can be a pervasive problem. All right. Here's an item that has to do with meditation and mindfulness. An interesting article that appeared in several newspapers recently, The Dark Side of Meditation and Mindfulness. Okay, we tend to think of meditation and mindfulness as part of eat a good diet, exercise, and meditate, and that this is an important part of overall health and well-being. But the article states that meditation and mindfulness can trigger mania, depression, and psychosis, according to a new book. The research says 60% of people who had been on a meditation retreat had suffered at least one negative side effect, including panic, depression, and confusion. 1 in 14 of them suffered profoundly adverse effects. This according to Miguel Farias, head of the Brain, Belief, and Behavior Research Group at Coventry University, and a researcher at the University of Surrey. I wish I could share with you some of the negative comments after this article in one of Britain's daily newspapers. Basically what they're saying, this guy is full of it, and that meditation is beneficial, that millions of people have practiced it over the millennia across the world, and that this guy is basically on a witch hunt to try and root out what he considers unscientific superstitious practices, and that overall it's beneficial. And I'll share with you this study, Mindfulness Therapy as Good as Medication for Chronic Depression. A recent study shows that mindfulness-based cognitive therapy, a form of meditation, may be just as effective as antidepressants in helping people with chronic depression from relapsing. First large study to compare mindfulness to antidepressants, research has found little difference in the outcomes. And in terms of costs and side effects, mindfulness training has great advantages over the use of medications in the treatment of depression. So I stand with the people who support mindfulness and meditation. I think they really can be beneficial. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks very much. Have a great Memorial Day weekend and enjoy this kickoff to summer. This is Intelligent Medicine.